Well, ho'okele is a term in Hawaiian that means navigation. And the title track of the album is a song called Ka Ho'okele. And adding the ka, it kind of it personifies, I guess, that act of navigating. And so Ka Ho'okele means the navigator or the steersman. And this is a song that I originally composed for my dad. But as we were composing it, you know, because, well, my dad's name is Ka Ho'okele. As we were composing it, we realized that the message is so much larger. You know, I love my dad, and he has definitely been one of the most steadfast navigators in my life. You know, really helped to guide me throughout the years. But it's more than just my love for him. That's the message of this song. It's more than just like, oh, the daughter loves the dad. How cute. It's also about, it speaks to a broader theme of mentorship and that idea that, you know, people need guides in their life, you know, and if they choose good guides and if they are fortunate enough or lucky enough to have good steersmen, you know, it makes their journey in life, their voyage through life, that much better.
Steersman that navigates my way, like the stars up in the sky. You're my anchor, you're my guide. Ka ho'okele, ku papae. Eia i hono i kawa'ae. E holo.
Now that you've been composing for a while, mm-hmm. does the process of songwriting become easier for you?
No.
And for me, it no.
No, it doesn't. And you know why? Because as we, over the years, the technique of composing has become maybe a little bit more practiced, but the inspiration is new every time. You know, and you need new inspiration every time, and every song is a new creation. It's a new child, and there's no real there is a formula, but there isn't a formula.
Well, I think as the years kind of have gone by, I think you can sit down and write a song, and I don't know, for some reason in my head it's sitting down and writing a song is different than sitting down and composing a song. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but we hope to write these big, beautiful Hawaiian mele, things with meaning, things with substance, and it's not the kind of thing that comes to me personally like every day. You know, it takes a lot to happen, events in my life to happen before I can sit down and really write a powerful, memorable song, I think. Me lohi au.
Listening to Kanikapila Sunday on HPR2. Kellen and Lihau Pike of the duo Kupawa are talking about their latest release, Ho'okele. Is there anything that makes this album different from your previous albums?
This collection of songs is unique for us because we've included more older songs than we ever have. And that's unusual because most of our albums we have predominantly originals with like maybe one or two older songs. But this one, we kind of turned that on its head and we have seven songs that are older and six new songs. So we were trying to think like, why does this feel so like for us, like, why did we change our formula for our CDs?
You know? The songs that we've been choosing for these older songs have been songs that came out of maybe the 1850s, the Hawaii's monarchy period, this time when Hawaiian language culture was at its peak. And the compositions, a lot of them that we chose to record on this album, it was they're written by Hawaii's former ali'i, and they were trained, I mean, to be the best songwriters. And so we used them, those songs, as guides.
You know, this song is from 1896. It was published in the Hawaiian language newspaper Kamakaʻainana, and it may have had a melody when it came out back then. And that melody, if there was one, has been lost in time. And so we kind of took on the challenge. Kellen took up the challenge of trying to figure out a good melody for this song. And in order to do that, this is a song that kept us up at night. You know, we were concerned because you want to be authentic and you want to make sure that the melody that you put with the song fits the song.
First and foremost, I think you got to respect the song. You got to respect the poetry, the mele, and the songwriter and what their intent may have been. If you're going to do this and put a melody to somebody else's music.
So back in the late 1800s, waltzes were very popular. And so this is a melody that Kellen composed, and he matched with these lyrics, and I think it fits quite well. So I hope you guys enjoy this song, an old but new one, a song called Water Lily.
Rosalani, na ui leimu
Kihau and Kellen Pike of Kupawa. Mahalo for the beautiful music that you gave us today.
You're welcome.
And I really appreciate it.
Okay. Mahalo nui, Derek. Thank you so much for having us and for supporting Hawaiian music.
Of course. You're listening to Kanika Pila Sunday on HPR2.